Hello, listeners! Okay, so last week I did kind of like a regular podcast. Okay, I can't really say regular, but usually when I listen to a podcast, people talk about like their lives and everything that's going on, and it's really neat. So I wanted to try that, and I really enjoyed it last time. So here I am with the second time doing what I did last time, and I really hope that made sense. This week, I think my inspiring word, I think it's gonna be my cello. Because as an instrument owner, I have had a three-quarters cello, in case you were wondering. And so with instruments, with the cello, viola, and violin, and double bass, we all have their sizes. And it ranges from one half to a full size. And so I had a three quarters. The shop I rent my cello at, they just let me get a full size. And so when you have an instrument, especially one that you see every day, you play almost daily, you kind of bond with it. Like, I haven't found anyone that like can understand like what I'm feeling right now. Because, so I just traded my cello in. Like, that instrument has been my instrument for years. Okay, maybe like 2 years. But it's just crazy. Like, I love that instrument. And I definitely think this full size sounds better. Because with my other cello, the only string I was very satisfied with was my A string. And it's completely the opposite for this cello. I'm very satisfied with the C, G, and D string. And in case you were wondering, on a cello, I have four strings, which is the C, which is the lowest, and then G, and then D, and then A. And then, it depends on how the cello is made, but sometimes the strings are different, which makes a certain string sound higher. So technically, every cello is different. So my old cello, I'm just upset right now because I love that cello. But there's one thing that I'm not very satisfied with this new cello, is that my high string does not, I want a vibrant high string. I want it to stand out, which is what I really liked about my three-quarters cello. Now, with my cello I have right now, I'm satisfied with all the strings, but it's just that A string, and I'm like upset right now because that cello was a good cello, but like this one is like a good cello. I mean, it's just, I'm just like, kind of like, I can't say split identity crisis because like, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, like, do you guys have any tips or anything? Like, should I like hug my cello or something? Like, physically bond with like my new full-size cello? Like, what should I do? So that was my inspiring word for the week. So I just got back from a friend's house and I kind of have a little bit of like a cold. I can never tell if I have a cold or allergies. Like, it's weird. I always thought I just had allergies like all the time, but like sometimes I wake up and I have like a stuffy nose. I have like my allergy symptoms, which is like my eyes, I'm sluggish, my runny nose, I sniffle, sometimes I sneeze. But like, can you just wake up like that? Because surely if I'm allergic to something in my room, like, my mom, she's a doctor. She qualifies as a doctor. And so she knows a lot about like doctor stuff. And so she was telling me about how if you have an allergic reaction, if you interact with whatever you're allergic to in the first day, it's gonna be mild. And then if you interact with the foreign object or whatever you're allergic to another time, like the day after or something, the allergic reaction is going to get worse. Because there's something about how your body like needs time to like get its defenses up. But my mom was telling me about that and how like if you interact with an object like the third time in like 1 week, it can like send you to the hospital. And like, so I was just thinking about that, like, because if I'm allergic to something in my room, wouldn't I be like hospitalized at least like by now? But no, so like, do I just wake up with a cold? I mean, that's more possible, but then that means I get colds like all the time. So I don't know what's up. And I can never tell the difference between an allergy and a cold. Like, I literally have the same symptoms. So, I don't know what's up with that. And also, I talked about this last week, but I'm not even sure what I'm allergic to. Like, how... I know there are, like, tests out there, but... I heard that it's, like, really hard to, like, find a specific source. Like, for example, I am allergic to some, like, household pets. Like, I know I'm allergic to rabbits for sure. I found that out the hard way. Maybe cats? I don't think I'm allergic to all cats, though. But I pet this cat last week, and I talked about this. Like, I just came home with an allergic reaction. So, I just don't know what to do. Like, so I kind of am a little stuffy right now. So, the other thing I wanted to talk about is, does anyone have glasses? Okay, I know the answer. Yeah, for sure. At least someone that will listen to this podcast probably has glasses. But I have prescription glasses, and I'm supposed to wear them all the time. But my parents are very, like, okay, I don't know how to put this. We go to the doctor, but we don't always trust the doctor. Or, sorry, I shouldn't say we. My parents always have, like, their own opinions, which I completely respect. And so, I went to the prescription eyeglass doctor. What was it called? It was, like, optometrist. And they're like, oh, your eyesight's, like, really bad. Okay, I dread those eye exams. I'm just gonna point that out. But they're like, your eyesight's really bad. And you have to wear glasses all the time. Okay, they didn't say it like that, but that's kind of like what my head told me they were saying. And so I was like, okay, I'm supposed to wear glasses all the time. But a few things. Number one, my parents were like, you will ruin your eyes if you put on glasses all the time. Is that true? Like, I can see that happening. Like, if I wear lenses all the time, won't it kind of, will it ruin your eyes? Because, like, I know that it's good for your eyes when you, like, stretch them and try to, like, challenge your eyes, the eye muscles. And, like, just like, you know, how you learn with your brain. But I just don't know. And that's one reason why I haven't been, like, wearing my glasses. So, like, do you guys, like, who do you trust in that situation? Do you trust your mom, doctor, and dad, who usually are correct? Okay. They usually are correct. But, like, or do you trust, like, a doctor? Like, I know that I should trust a doctor that's, like, specialized in this situation, but I just don't know. And also, I think I would wear my glasses all the time because, for this certain situation, I do trust the eye doctor more. But with these glasses, when I put them on, it might just because I'm not used to them. But it's so weird, like, when I take them off, I know I'm dizzy, but whenever I put these glasses on, everything is kind of blown out of proportion. Because, like, if I look down at, like, my feet look a lot smaller. Like, everything looks smaller. And whenever I move my head, like, the walls kind of stretch. Like, when I move my head, the walls, like, just move too. Like, is that because I'm not used to my glasses? Or, like, is this, like, the wrong prescription? Oh my goodness, what if I have the wrong prescription? But guys, glasses are expensive. Like, I don't want to walk in there and be like, these glasses are not good, give me a new pair. You know, like, they're expensive, and, like, I mean, these, I can see definitely, like, farther away. It just, everything feels so artificial. And, like, I mean, I think the color is the same. It seems like it has a little more, everything, like, white seems to have a little more yellow tint when I have my glasses on. Like, is everything okay with me? Is it an eye problem for me, or is it a glasses problem? Like, what do I do? Okay, so I think I got my glasses. It might be a genetic problem, but I think it's because I, like, watch YouTube a lot. I know you're not supposed to, like, stress out your eyes, because, like, it's it's also like a part of your body. Like if you work them too hard, like it's bad for your eyes. But I've met people that just are on the screen way more than me, and they don't have glasses. Like, is the fact that I have glasses, is that like a genetic thing? Is it possible for it to be like an electronic thing? Because I feel like that's what it is. Like every time I like look at the screen, like for like 30 minutes or something, my eyes are immediately like tired. I can see like a little bit less, and so I don't know what to do. Like, I know I should probably like stop my exposure to like blue light, but like it's really hard because, I mean, number one, there's blue light like in a lot of places. Like if I just look up, the light is probably has blue light in it. So I don't know what it is. So yeah, are there any like tips out there for that? Like, is it possible to like slowly lose your eyesight, which is what my issue was? Like I first got eyeglasses when I was in second grade, and I didn't have to wear them all the time, but now I'm supposed to. It's just everything feels weird. Like when I take my glasses off, it's just, I kind of feel dizzy. Like I was walking down the stairs once, and I need my glasses for like if I go to like a talent show or something. If I like don't have first row seats, yeah, I cannot see clearly. But like I was walking down the stairs once, and I took off my glasses, and I just like almost fell. That's probably because like my eyes were like adjusting, but like it's so weird how like everything feels so weird. Like, why does the wall move when I move my head? Like, I'm not talking about like just like I move my head and the wall. Like, normally if you move your head, right, the wall stays the same. Please tell me that's normal. Please tell me the wall like isn't supposed to be moving, right? But yeah, like stay wall, it stays. Glasses on, wall no stay. Wall decides it's gonna move with my head. So I don't know if that's a problem. I should probably get it checked out, but I just, doctors scare me. I know they're there to help, and I love doctors. I respect them very much. Doctors have an amazing job, but they scare me because I feel like I'm getting judged. That's what it is, okay? Like my doctor, the scariest part about going to the doctor for me are those eye exams. When they make you put a spoon over your eye and see what you can see. And it just stresses me out so much because I'm like, oh no, they're judging me because I obviously can't see as much anymore. And like, I hate myself for it because like, is there something I'm doing wrong to like my eyes? Am I like hurting my eyes? Am I on the screens too much? Like, what do I do? And I just stress, those eye exams, they just made me so upset. Yeah. So stressed out. But yeah, I what's the average amount of time we, like, just people in general, spend on the internet? See, here's the thing though. Like, if I think about it, why am I spending this much time on the internet? Like, there are people out there that can't access the internet. They don't have a phone. They don't have anything at all. And I'm just wasting my time and our planet's electricity watching YouTube, watching the Dream SMP. What is wrong with me? Like, I love YouTube so much. And, like, I just can't stop. Like, self-control, I feel like with a human being, that's a really hard thing to achieve. Like, just telling yourself, hey, stop eating. Hey, don't do iPad anymore. Hey, just stop doing what you're doing anymore. It's hard. So yeah, anyone that has, like, there's some really hard things that happen out there. And there are just so many situations out there that it just takes self-control. And you can just completely avoid the problem. Or it just helps out so many people. And just, I mean, I just, why is self-control, why is it so important, and yet it doesn't get enough credit, and at least what I think, and it's so hard to master. Like, why is it like that? And so, I just, honestly, that's probably one of the reasons I get so stressed out all the time. Like, I have classes, like, all the time. I probably have, like, maybe one class every day. At least one class every day. And so, I have a lot of stuff to do. And, like, I just got into a private school. And, you know, I have a lot of studying to do. And I have a lot of catching up to do. And so, I just spent so much time on the electronic. Like, when I could be doing work. When I could be doing, I could be working on my podcast, making it so much better, but I don't. Like, why do I spend so much time on YouTube? Like, self-control, why can't I do it? And it just makes me so frustrated. Like, does anyone else suffer with self-control? Like, I feel like, for sure, that's one of the things that it's probably, it's hard, you know, self-control. So that's something. That's, like, my issue. Like, I feel like that's my big, big me issue. Having self-control. Okay, I feel like I'm in a therapy session right now. Not that I've had a therapist. This is... Okay, you know what? Instead of paying $200 for a therapy session, I can just have these weekly chats with everyone. That's a little bit about what's going on in my life. Oh, yeah, and school starting. My school starts a little bit late. I don't know why, but I'm pretty happy about it. Like, okay, it only starts, like, I feel like I can't judge it on being homeschooled or not. But I feel like I start at least a little bit late than the average student. Because I start on August 22nd. So that's, like, only 4 days when my friends start. This is probably not that big of a deal, but I'm just spending, like, these 4 days. I'm so stressed out because I haven't finished. Okay, I haven't finished, like, the requirements for the summer reading list, so that's one thing. And I also haven't, I just don't know what's happening at my, since I'm transferring schools, I just don't know what's happening. Like, what if I'm not even enrolled? Like, I can be not enrolled right now, and I wouldn't know. That's, like, how just, I feel like I'm just not prepared for this. I mean, okay, so, as, you know, a kid, I feel like I get asked a lot, hey, are you excited for school? How's your summer? And I always just go, yes, it's been good. I'm so excited for school, when I'm not. I do not feel ready. So, that's that. Speaking of being stressed out, guys, I think I have stress here. And it was in my eyebrow. I have this, like, one strand of white hair. My friend actually yanked it out, though. But I had this one strand of white hair. And it was, like, 2 inches long. I'm telling you. And it was in my eyebrow. My mom said I was turning into Albert Einstein. Because he had a lot of white hair. I'm fine with that. Preferably not. Maybe I should just start wearing the same pair of clothes from now on. But yeah. Someone did tell me, like, they're like, it might be stress hair. And it might be. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was. But I'm 12. Is that okay? Is that medically okay? Do I need to, like, get my eyebrow checked out or something? Like, why did I have white hair? And, like, my friend yanked it out, but it was, like, I'm telling you, it was so long. It was, like, half the size of an average eyebrow. Like, how did that white guy just thrive? How did it do that? Am I okay? And why was it in my eyebrow? Should I just conclude it there with, why is eyebrow white? I almost said my name there. Okay, so as someone that wants to stay anonymous, I feel like it's really hard for me to, like, say a sentence about me in, like, third person and, like, not say my name. And then it loses its spark. Like, I can't just say, why does, like, ice cream? Like, so weird. I'm sorry. I'm still getting used to this podcasting. But I think I'll end it there with, why is my eyebrow white? Do I have to be checked out? But yeah, I hope you have a good day. And if I turn into Albert Einstein, I'll keep you updated, okay? My goal today was to have inspired or motivated you by at least one word. Maybe that word was entertain. Maybe it was spark. Maybe it was history. One word. For business inquiries or demands, my email is in the description down below. Good day, everyone!